We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
And with respect to the greatest rock and roll drummer that ever lived, Neil Peart, Rush is your artist of the day today. He passed away last week at the age of 67. Your keyword this hour is above, A-B-O-V-E, above. Text that into 72881, and you are in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Message and data rates may apply. We'll visit with him in just a moment, but first we're going to read a little bit of the story, play a little bit of sound from him as he was walking out of Arrowhead last night, or yesterday afternoon. This is from the Washington Post. When Charles Penn got up and left Arrowhead Stadium after the visiting Houston Texans took a 21-0 lead in the first quarter of Sunday's divisional playoff game in Kansas City, it was not an act of petulance so much as sacrifice. Penn was not going to let the fact that he spent more than $250 on his ticket get in the way of his belief that the Chiefs could perform better if he were not there. Quoting here, "I'm out of here so we can get the second half comeback going." As it turned out, the Chiefs did not even wait until the second half to get going after falling behind by 24 points in an unprecedented barrage led by quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City scored four touchdowns to take a 28-24 lead into halftime. Here is Charles Penn as he's walking out of Arrowhead yesterday afternoon.
"All right, I'm out of here. I'm out of here so we get the second half comeback going. Hopefully. Can't do it. Gotta leave, man. It's the only hope." "It might be true, man. I just don't know anymore, man. But yeah, I'm heading out. The watch is on Yahoo Sports on my phone. And then when I get to the crib, I'm watching at the crib too, see what happens. So we gotta come back somehow. We gotta come back somehow. So I'm out."
All right, so he's out.
He left and missed one of the greatest comebacks of all time.
For fear that he was a jinx on the team, and Charles Penn joins us now. Charles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We are so good. Were you so sad when you got home and saw that they just started this barrage of scoring? Were you sad that you weren't there to see it?
Heck no, I was not sad. I'm just glad the Chiefs got the win. You know, I mean, it would have been great to see that in person, but I had to make a business decision, and it worked out.
Your business decision cost you $250, Charles.
But, to the guests of people who requested that they wanted to send me money to cash at the Venmo, that's covered now. So
they've covered the cost of your ticket.
Yeah.
Now, in the beginning, Charles, a few people thought, oh, he just went to a bathroom at Arrowhead. He didn't really leave. You really left.
Oh, yeah, I actually left. But I seen those little comments, man. But I already know what I did. I know what I done. So I don't got a lot about anything.
No, they were talking about you on the national TV broadcast because somebody had mentioned during the halftime or shortly after they came back in the third quarter that a fan had gotten up and walked out. That was you.
Yeah, that was me. I guess I missed that part. You said this was during the broadcast of the game?
Yeah, it was because I remember I was at my girlfriend's house and I turned to her and I said, "Somebody walked out?" So they were talking about you during the game.
So has today just been crazy for you?
Yeah, it's been something else. You know, it's been a whirlwind since the video went viral. You know, a lot of
a lot of injury requests and all the other things. And, you know, I'm just enjoying the moment. I mean, people have done gave me shouts and, you know, thanked me for leaving in just a nick of time and, you know, all these other things. So.
Well, you know, you were part of, I don't know if you've seen this or heard about this. I'm sure you have. You were part of the post-game news conference with Patrick Mahomes. Do you have time to listen to this?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's play it.
How important they were. There was one fan who's now going viral. He left when you guys were down 24-0 because he said it was in the best interest of the team. What would you say to that fan?
Watch the next game at home.
So Patrick Mahomes is requesting, Charles, that you watch the game on Sunday at home. Will you be doing that?
Oh, yes, I'll definitely be doing that. You know, Patrick, the MVP of the league last year, he's our captain, so gotta listen to him if you want to get to Miami.
Now, what if somebody says, we're going to give you tickets on the 50-yard line? You're not going to do it because he said stay home.
Nope, I'm not going to do it. And plus, I told people a few weeks ago, because I was expecting the Chiefs play the Titans in Wild Card weekend, that I wasn't going to go see them play the Titans because the Titans have been owning the Chiefs and they pretty much been owning Andy Reid throughout his coaching career. So, you know, it kind of scarred me. That Wild Card game from a few years ago has kind of scarred me, so I wouldn't want to go see that anyway. But I believe the Chiefs going to win this time. I think things will be different. I think Andy Reid finally gets over that hurdle.
Well, you know why they're going to win.
Oh, yeah. I already know why they're going to win.
Because you're not going to be there.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That is one reason, but, you know, I'm going to make other reasons, too, but, you know, we can skip all that.
You're bad luck, Charles.
No, I think you're good luck. You left and they won.
Yeah, I called my shot.
Everything you touch turns to poop.
But, hey, I left the situation just in time, and look what happened.
That's right. And hey, we appreciate you for it, and the shout-out from Patrick Mahomes has to be awesome. That is so cool.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, you know. I know a reporter, personally, he asked Patrick Mahomes that question, come to find out. And that it got back to me. He showed me the video and everything, so it was pretty cool.
All right, you stay away from Arrowhead on Sunday. You hear me?
I got you.
Okay. All right, we love you, man. That's awesome. You just stay at home, get you some nachos and some cold beers or whatever, and just stay away from Arrowhead, okay?
Yeah, you got a deal, man.
All right, you be good, brother.
All right, you too.
All right, you take care. That is
awesome.
Charles Penn, who walked out yesterday at the near the end of the first quarter on a $250 ticket that he had purchased to watch the Chiefs play yesterday afternoon.
We thank you for your sacrifice.
We thank you for your sacrifice and your service.
Truly.
He has gone viral, capital V. The story is everywhere.
The story I read was from the Washington Post.
Yeah, it's good.
They were talking about him on CBS yesterday afternoon.
I know. It's good. It's very good.
He's on KMBC right now.
Oh, I bet he is. We walked in today, and Scott had said, hey, can we get this guy? So it turns out Carrington knows him, and Carrington gives us his number, and we are so thankful for that because I was dying to talk to him ever since I heard about it. But, you know, do you have a superstition? I think everybody has one that you're going to do this or you're not going to do this. This poor guy. His new superstition is he's got to stay home.
What's your superstition?
With sports?
With anything. But with sports in general, but anything.
I don't like have a big sports superstition. I will only play golf with a Callaway ball.
Okay.
If you throw me a Titleist, I won't hit it. I've got a weird thing that I have to hit that ball.
I don't play a lot of sports anymore, but when I was a little bit younger. Like I stopped playing indoor soccer when I busted both of my knees. But I would not walk onto a field without tapping my hands twice together. And not like a clap.
Yeah.
It would be like this.
Yeah, but you also have severe OCD.
Yes, but I would never walk, even when I was younger, like when I played football or baseball or whatever, I would never cross the line onto the field without tapping my hands together twice as I crossed the line.
Do you have one, Sam?
For me, it's just people like predicting a game before it happens. It's always the curse of the announcer.
Right.
So if you get an announcer that's talking like, oh, well, when the Chiefs win next weekend, it makes me cringe and I have to knock on wood.
Well, it's like the front cover of the Sports Illustrated curse.
Right, right. It kills me every time that I hear it.
Rebecca?
I have absolutely nothing.
No superstitions?
None at all.
Like, I don't throw salt over my shoulder or anything like that.
Okay, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, the bad luck superstitions, those don't really mean
now,
anything.
If you there's a ladder, here's the deal. I don't believe in any of that, but if there's a ladder, I will go around it, and
well,
I don't even know why.
Now,
I purposely go under it for fun.
There is one thing I will do. If I say something that is, I'm hoping is going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, knock on wood, haha. I actually will knock on wood.
I do too.
What if there's no wood?
Well, there's wood right here.
This isn't wood. This is formica.
The trim?
The trim is real wood.
The trim is
practically for real wood.
The phones are, what is your superstition? We'll take some calls on this. Do you have one? Because clearly this guy said, I'm out. If I leave, maybe they'll win, and they did.
And even now that I'm just coaching, if I step over the line, I still tap my hands twice.
That's OCD.
That's not OCD. That's a superstition.
You need help.
Looks like I came to the wrong place. 576-7798. Somebody writes in, Scott, is there a reason why you tap your hands together two times before you ever walk onto a field? If not, then Dana is right. It is OCD. I don't know when it started or why it started. I do know I was very young, and I've done it ever since. So
you
do
that with your stovetop, though.
Mm-hmm. Somebody writes in, when I played ice hockey, I would dress left to right. Left skate, right skate, and so on. Huh. Never right to left.
Okay.
Barb in Osceola. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Well, I'm driving myself to the hospital. I think I got a blood clot in my leg, so I wanted to call you and tell you I loved you in case I didn't get home.
Well, Barb!
I've been hurting terrible. I've had excruciating pain all day, and I called the doctor, and so he said go to the hospital and have an ultrasound done. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm worried because, you know, I got the dogs and everything, so I can't stay in the hospital because I have anybody to take care of my dogs.
Well, Barb, if you have a blood clot, they need to get that cleared.
Amen.
And I don't think that'll take a ton of time, which is the good news. So you just hang in there.
What's the procedure? Do they do?
Well, I think it depends, but my husband actually went in to see if he had one a few months ago, and they did not, in his case, they did not feel like it would be a big deal if he did. I will tell you that. Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, I guess I never got to wish you guys Happy New Year. Last week when that gentleman called and said that you guys were real close to him and, you know, he's almost in tears, I feel the same way because I've never got to meet you yet, but I feel like we know each other forever.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Well, Barb, I'm glad you called in, and I'm sure you're going to be fine, but you do what the doctors tell you to do, okay?
Fine. Tell Scott to clap twice for me.
Okay, he just did. And what's your superstition, Barb, if you have one?
I have two. I have to wear my chief stuff, like my earrings and my shirt and my hat and my pants. Yesterday, I got so upset when they did two touchdowns, I turned the TV off. I came back, and they scored four touchdowns.
Well, they scored three of them in 3 minutes.
Yeah, so I said, well, heck far. I'm not going to do that no more. But I just love them so much. I'm telling you, I'm so ecstatic. I want them to win so bad. You have no idea.
I do too, Barb. Did you say you have to wear earrings and pants?
Oh, yeah. I got the whole deal. I don't have underwear.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay.
But I don't have Chiefs underwear, but I couldn't find. I'd wear jockey shorts if I could find the cheap ones.
But Barb, when you're wearing your Chiefs pants, are you wearing underpants?
Oh, yeah. I got my underpants on,
okay,
sure.
Okay, all right.
Well, some days.
Yeah.
Some days. Scott, you and Barb are a lot more alike than you realize.
Yeah, Barb, you got something in common with Scott then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to let it go in the wind sometimes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I love you guys so much.
Well,
you
Barb, so hey, happy. Hey.
What?
Don't you go dying on us, kid. We need you.
Oh, I need you too. You have no idea.
All right. You go to that hospital and you go get yourself fixed, and then you get back on that phone.
All right, honey. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Her laugh makes my day. It absolutely makes my day.
She's awesome. Renee in Shawnee. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
I think I need to turn my volume down, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
You need to turn your radio down, yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
There we go.
Oh, so much better.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. So mine is when the Chiefs first, when the season first started and we weren't doing so hot, and then Mahomes got hurt, I like gave up. So I started wearing, I refused to wear red. I would just wear a Royals jersey, certain Royals jersey. Okay. Then Moore took over and we started doing better. And then we came back and I was telling the coworker. So now to this day, I have to wear that Royals jersey every Sunday and I have to send pictures. As a matter of fact, this last Sunday, my mom, she made me a Chiefs apron. Okay. I had it on. We were doing awful. I sent a picture to my coworker. First thing she said is, take that dang thing off and burn it.
No!
The minute I took it off, we came back.
Oh. So,
yeah, no joke.
Well, did you burn it or did you just take it off?
No, I didn't burn it. God forbid, no. I love my mom. No, that would kill her. But no, I took it off so I can start. I wear no Chiefs. If I wear Chiefs, we lose.
Oh, sorry.
Listen, don't you wear Chiefs next Sunday, Renee.
Mm-mm. We're Royals.
Keep on walking that road and I'll follow. Keep on calling my name, I'll be there. And if a mirror should break, it's easy to take. Deep down I know that you care. Well, I'm not superstitious.
No. From 1988, Europe.
I'm not superstitious.
I don't know how the hell we got into a topic about superstitions.
Poor guy at the Chiefs game that left.
Oh, man.
Got to stay home next Sunday, Charles.
Julie in Topeka. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
So I was at the game yesterday, and once we started getting down, I just prayed. I simply just prayed.
You prayed?
You prayed at Arrowhead?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Julie, I mean no disrespect, because I am a believer, and I go to church. Do you really think God cares who wins that game?
Well, I don't know, but somebody's on our side. So.
Well, you don't think it's God, do you?
No, and then when the kingdom asks everybody to get up and get loud, we get loud. We
get
don't
loud.
Sit down. We get up and we get loud. So
okay.
And how does one pray to God for a win for a football team? Because I must confess, I've never done that.
Really, really hard.
Really hard. Do you think God is a Chiefs fan?
Oh, I believe it.
You believe God is a Chiefs?
Oh,
God's
oh,
a Chiefs fan.
Oh dear.
We are the heart of America.
Okay.
Yep,
well.
Yep. And I do have a couple of superstitions. When we go racing, we never wear the color green.
What do you mean when we go racing? Do you race?
Our family races dirt track stock cars.
Okay.
Been in the family since 1949, and the superstition is you don't wear green on race day, eat chicken or peanuts.
Oh, now, do you know the origin of that?
No. I have to ask my grandpa. That's just something he started back in the 40s and 50s, and it's something that stuck with us. Now my son is a fourth generation driver, and we continue the superstition today.
Oh.
But I mean, to eat chicken would be what?
Right. Don't eat chicken on race day.
Mm-mm. Why not? We don't know. Grandpa's got to tell us.
We don't know. Something in the chicken makes us have a bad day.
Well, it's probably the GMO. Don't you think?
Right.
Okay.
But, yeah, so anyway, pray and go Chiefs. We got this. You got to believe. You got to keep the faith.
Are you going to pray to God that the Chiefs win on Sunday?
Every night before I go to bed this week, yes.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. And you know, you got to look at the game. How did they get there? You got to analyze, how did they get these touchdowns? Well, a few lucky mistakes. It wasn't like they were a dominating team, you know, so you got to analyze that. Okay, well, now we're still in the fourth quarter. Mahomes ain't out yet, you know.
Right.
We got this. Right. We got this. So, you know, there's just a couple of stupid mistakes. Got us ahead, but there's no way I was going to leave and no way I was going to sit down and pout. So, we got this Sunday. We're going
to
win.
So, if the Dallas Cowboys are America's team, is it safe to say, Julie, that the Chiefs are God's team?
All right.
Yes, it is.
It is safe to say that.
That is enough of that.
Okay. All right. Be good.
Be good.
Thank you.
God doesn't care who wins a football game.
I would like to hope not.
God
There's
doesn't.
A lot going on in the world right now.
God's got bigger things to worry about than whether or not the Chiefs win a football game. I mean, I get it, you know, but that was not my prayer yesterday during the game. Chicken and peanuts. She said peanuts, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was just checking. Julie and Shawnee. Julie, what up?
Okay, I have a weird superstition that my kids all just totally make fun of me that I've believed all my life. So if I have a bad dream and I wake up, I'm not allowed to tell anybody about it until I eat my breakfast, or it will come true.
Have you always thought that, Julie?
Or did the kids make this one up?
No, they totally were laughing at me. Like, are you? So then my one son told me about it totally off the wall. Dream goes, so seriously, if I told somebody about it, it'd come true. I've believed it as long as I can remember. I do not have any idea who told me that. But I still believe it.
Wow.
Okay.
Chris is weird about dreams like that, too. He'll be like, I just had a terrible dream. I'll go, oh, what was it? And he'll go, I don't even want to talk about it. And I don't know why. If I have a bad dream, I wake up and I blab it to the world. You would not believe what I dreamed last night. Because it's just your subconscious firing.
Well, you know, I got to thinking about this. It's so funny you bring this up. I had a weird dream last night that Bernie Sanders came into my life.
Yeah. It's usually weird, random stuff.
And he wanted to impose a dress code on me. And I had to argue against the dress code and I lost. And so I had to start wearing a suit. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm subconscious about what I wear.
Clearly not. He did, for those of you listening who know that he only wears a black and white Adidas track jacket every day. He has gone from black to a very lovely powder blue and white.
Thank you.
Because you received how many of those for Christmas?
Four.
I love it. So now you can mix it up.
Well, I'm like Mr. Rogers. Like, every day I'm going to wear a different Adidas tracksuit to work.
I think that's great. What do you do on day five?
No, I got five.
Oh, you got five total.
With the black one. Okay. With the black one. I got four for Christmas, and with the black one, that's five. So every day I can wear a different color to work.
I love it.
So now I have red, baby blue, dark blue, gray, charcoal gray, and black. Shut up.
Now you're Mr. Rogers of the Adidas.
That's what I just said. I'm going to go to my closet every day. It's like Mr. Rogers. I mean, which one am I going to wear today? I don't know.
Sorry, I was definitely paying attention.
I have no idea. It's going to be a good day. John in Raymore. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
I love your discussion about praying. Tom Brady lives a long and full life, and at about 85 years old, he dies and goes to heaven. He gets there, and the Lord meets him and says, Tom, you lived a great life. You've been a model citizen. We're doing something for you we never do. We're giving you a home. Really, Lord? So he gives him the home, and out front, this little tiny cottage, and there's a Patriots flag hanging out front, kind of tattered. Tom looks down the street a couple blocks, and here's this three-story gilded mansion. It's got red and gold sidewalks and patio. In back, it has a pool shaped as an arrowhead. And on the front door is a Patrick Mahomes jersey. Tom says, well, Lord, I don't mean to be, you know, disrespectful, but I won 6 Super Bowls. You give me this little cottage. Did you give Patrick Mahomes that? He goes, oh, no, son, that's not Patrick's house. That's mine.
Because God's a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I got it. Got it, Sam.
John in Overland Park. This is the last one we're taking. John, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Big fan of you guys. Feel like I know you guys also, but I've never met you all.
That is a great compliment, and thank you. That's the magic of radio, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I got kind of a weird thing that started in college. Skip over the details. But, yeah, so I sleep with a pair of boxer shorts on my head.
I'm sorry?
What?
Yeah. It all started in high school, or college, I mean, having headaches, hangover, and I put on a pair of boxer shorts that kind of applied pressure and been that way ever since.
How tight are those boxer shorts?
Well, it's not real tight because, you know, then it'd be uncomfortable, but it's just the right enough pressure that it just, I don't know, it when I don't wear it, I have really bad luck.
John, are you married?
I guess I am.
Okay. And do you still wear the boxer shorts on your head when you go to bed at night?
No, I make sure to go to bed after she goes to bed.
No, that's not what I asked. That's not what I asked. Do you still wear your wife doesn't know? Give me a break. She's never woken up in the middle of the night?
Well, yeah, but it's pitch dark, and she has never said anything to me, and it's been 25 years.
Wait. Hang on, man.
She's never woken up first?
No, well, no. I always get up at the crack of dawn, so I'm always up first. I slip it off, put it under my pillow or, you know, there underneath the bed. She's never said a word about it.
She knows. She knows. There's no way she doesn't know. You sleep with a pair of boxer shorts on your head, you weirdo?
Takes all kinds, Scott.
Well, yeah, I guess it does. No. Says the guy who doesn't wear underwear. Simmer down.
Sorry about that.
Have you ever?
But you go.
Have you,
go
you ever? Commander. Hang on. Yeah, I do, but that's fine. I'm going to try to ask.
I got nothing. No, we don't even need to know. We're good.
I need to know.
I don't.
Kansas City deserves to know.
Shoot.
Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night feeling a little frisky and rolled over and said, hey, honey, do you mind? And she says, no, I don't mind. Do you have to take the boxers off?
Okay, well, that happened a lot, like when we were first married.
Uh-huh.
And absolutely, I slide the boxer shorts off my head before that commenced.
And how long have you been married, John?
25 years.
Okay.
Right. Now, you know my name's not really John.
Yeah, no, we got that.
Really?
There is no way.
She doesn't know.
He is married 25 years.
No.
With a pair of underwear on his head, and she doesn't know. Uh-uh.
You're not buying what he's selling.
No. Son, you got a panty on your head.
It's not a panty. It's a pair of boxers.
In Raising Arizona, it was a panty.
Okay. What would you do if Chris wore panties on his head at night?
I don't know, call Marv Albert and ask what's going on in that head. That's weird.
By the way, John's story has the phone lines on fire right now.
I don't know why, and I don't want to know why.
I do.
I don't!
I want to know why. I want to hear from other people who sleep
with
underwear.
There is no way. There is some, like alternative meaning for what he was trying to say, or... No.
Then let's find out what it is.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
From the text line, can you just buy a headband?
John McEnroe style?
576-7798. This old man at the Chiefs game yesterday, he brought a camera, like a real camera.
Okay, so this has become a gif, right? he is holding up not like a super fancy Nikon camera, the kind of camera your grandparents would have used maybe in 1979 or 1980. And he's got a smile on his face, and he's wearing a Chiefs hat. He looks about 80 years old, and he's taking a picture with a camera.
Is it just like a 35 millimeter black
camera? Yeah, it's just a little silver camera.
What's less than 35 millimeters? It's not quite the old cube flash, but it's like a step above the old. Remember the old cube flashes you'd have to buy?
It's whatever came out after, right after the Polaroid.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
That might be my favorite Chiefs thing all day.
He's just like super happy. Look at him.
And you know all those kids around him are like, what is that?
Okay, boomer.
What is that silver contraption you're holding?
What are you doing with
How
that?
How retro.
Terrorist.
What is that? I bet you there are people that saw that thing that had no idea what it was.
I guarantee
you. Do you remember the old Kodak? So my grandma had one, and it was long.
That's what it looks like. It looks like an old Kodak.
Old
camera.
Kodak. The long skinny ones?
No, my grandma had the long black skinny rectangle. And I remember they would buy these cubed-shaped flashes, and you would have to, you know, screw in this cube-shaped thing, and you would get a couple of, if you wanted to take a photo with a flash, that would be your flash.
The hell they live in, the 1850s?
No, I'm telling you, that's those old Kodak cameras. I can still see it.
And the flash was so expensive.
And it would make a noise.
Yes, the whining.
I was watching That 70s Show this morning, and that little cube flash thing was featured in one of the episodes.
I wonder if you can still buy those.
Is that like where they take the lid off the lens and they say don't move for 5 minutes while we get your image, Mr. Lincoln?
I don't know. You hear boom, like the poof. Yeah, right. Bless his heart. That makes me happy. Did you also hear they tracked down the, was it Budweiser looking for that guy,
yes,
Sam?
Yes.
So remind people, he was in the end zone.
Travis Kelce goes in, Eric Fisher goes into the end zone.
Yeah.
Grabs two guys' beer. This guy had two beers in his hand.
Yeah.
One in each. He's double fisting, right? So Eric Fisher grabs both of the beers, turns around, and smashes them together.
He does the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, he went Stone Cold Steve Austin on this guy.
Yeah.
Budweiser was like frantically trying to track this guy down.
Yeah.
Because that's what they sell at Arrowhead, I believe, is Budweiser and Bud Light.
Yes.
They finally found him. And I believe he has been given a year's worth of Budweiser.
That's awesome.
Of course he has.
Yeah, Eric Fisher went just...
Boom!
Turn around, just went Stone Cold Steve Austin, just goes... with the beers.
They have to use
I'd
that for a
commercial.
I'd be
pissed, because those are like $10
The Athletic has identified the fans as Troy and Alex Thompson, who live in Springfield. And Alex Thompson tweeted this at Fisher. Hey, Big Fish, those were my beers you poured all over yourself in the end zone. Let's grab a beer to make up for it.
Aww.
How great is that?
And I believe Fisher tweeted him back.
Oh, I bet he did. I bet he did.
This town is going to lose its mind this week.
Okay, he tweeted him back in a video. I'll send you the link because I'm curious what he says. It says, how about those Chiefs? At Budweiser USA, at Steve Austin, this one's for you. And I'm curious if he's taken him up on that and he's going to buy him a beer. How cool would that be? You can buy me a beer and make up for it. That's awesome.
Well, for $10 per, you better buy me two at least.
I'll send this to you, Sam. You look at it, make sure. I'm sure it's clean, but we got to be sure.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.